Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Late Night here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And today is September the 23rd. And before you know it, Election Day in the U.S. will be upon us on November the 3rd. And regardless of where you lie on the political spectrum, it's a big day in our country. And everybody's voice needs to be heard. And with that, I'm telling you to vote. And that also means that we must rally the masses out there to make sure that they are registered to do just that. And the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx are assisting in those efforts. And joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is Ethan Kasson, CEO of the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx here on Late Night. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, Ethan.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yesterday was National Voter Registration Day, and I'd like for you to talk about what your organization did yesterday in the community to help in those efforts.
Yeah, I'd love to share it with you. One, I want to thank you because I know you were standing right next to me for the events as we kicked off National Voter Registration Day, a national day that we celebrated here in the Twin Cities, specific to South Minneapolis, which is really our first stop in this Pack the Vote initiative that we'll talk about a little bit with you here this evening. But it was in many ways a celebration. In many ways, it was an opportunity for us to connect back into a really important community, a under-resourced community in many ways. We partnered with Urban Ventures. We were able to distribute food, which, you know, considering the pandemic that we're in, the needs that communities all over the Twin Cities, frankly, communities all over the country have relative to food and food insecurity, we recognize is a huge deal right now. We thought it was really important to get out and start talking about exactly what you teed up on the front end. It's an election year, and voting and using your voice and having your voice be heard is critical to the process. But before you can get to the ballot box, you've got to be registered. And so the Timberwolves with Pack the Vote, along with the Lynx organization, were in that community yesterday, along with yourself and several other really important and influential people here in the community to initiate that conversation.
I thought it was so awesome. It was such a fun time to be there at Urban Ventures and to see the families that were influenced and impacted and came out to get the food, because we are dealing with a global pandemic and we are trying to get the awareness out there about, you know, people being registered to vote. And to be alongside Leah B. Olsen and Quincy Lewis and Rebecca Brunson, that was a really fun, and you as well, it was a really fun day to be a part of that and to see so many families be positively impacted.
You're so right. And we had a leadership call this morning, and a lot of times we'll recap events that we do as an organization, right? How did things go? Areas of improvement, you know, key takeaways, et cetera. And we're going to be doing this again on Friday in North Minneapolis and again in a couple of weeks in St. Paul. And just hearing from our staff and some of the people that you mentioned about what it meant to them. It's funny. You just framed it up perfectly. It felt, I got more joy myself just being there and watching our staff and watching people pull up and watching, you know, just how much love and how much compassion there really is, you know, with everything going on around us. Things have gotten so politicized and polarizing and the discussion. And if you say this, you mean this. And it just for an evening, it felt like everybody was just, you know, working together for something that's really, really important, which is, you know, the health and wellness of our communities. And I agree. It was special. And I again, I'm glad to just be a small piece in all of it.
Yeah, we're talking to Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx CEO Ethan Kasten here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. And along with the groceries and the food and everything that was being passed out and the information, you're also, you know, displaying, you know, great concern about COVID-19 and you're handing out the face masks. I got the really cool face masks. I should have grabbed a couple of those, right? You're handing out t-shirts. All of that stuff was a lot of fun. And when you look at our country, we're all going through a lot right now, and specifically here in our state, whether it's COVID-19 or the after effects of everything that has transpired since the death of George Floyd. What do you feel about the responsibility of sports teams in this state to display and show leadership in times like this?
I think it's as critical as it's ever been. You know, I think it's interesting, and you and I have had this conversation, and I think a lot of people share this sentiment. You know, sports has always been that place, right? It's that community campfire that brings everybody together, right? And no matter where you're from or what you do for a living or the color of your skin, who you vote for, all of the different things that make us unique and different and very individual from one another. It's putting on that Vikings jersey and going US Bank Stadium. It's rooting for the Twins, you know, to compete for a World Series this year. It's a Timberwolves home game or watching the Lynx tomorrow night. It's that one common thread, and many times it brings us together. And yet, going back now, March, when we had to stop sports in its entirety, right? We weren't able to do that and bring that community campfire together. People together for one, you know, for a common reason and purpose, which is to root on your local teams. But then again, sports has always been, you know, a platform to vocalize what's happening or in a lot of ways a microcosm of or an analogy of what's happening in the world. And I would say, as someone who works inside the NBA and WNBA, I'm really proud of our leagues and our team because these things that we're talking about, these aren't new to our leagues and they're tough conversations to have and not everybody sees it the same way, and that's okay. But I think you've got to use these platforms to initiate change. And, like, I think it's important, you know, you said something on the front end around nonpartisan, right? And I think a lot of this gets lost in translation as well, right? Yesterday wasn't about politics. Yesterday was about the Timberwolves and Lynx organization, along with great people like yourself, great leaders in our community, getting together and doing what the right thing to do is. And that's around food insecurity. That's around registration. That's around voting. That's around, you know, connecting with people on a human level. And I think more than ever, to answer your question, long-winded answer, by the way, my bad.
You're good.
It's to get back to having that dialogue again, right?
Yep.
It's to get back to, you know, recognizing that, you know, what our players stand for and what they believe matters. But it's also, you know, making sure that we're listening and we're learning from one another and we're growing and evolving. And if we have to get to that point, and I'm not somebody that gets very political, but I recognize the role that I have. I'm blessed with this opportunity. And to answer your question again, I feel a responsibility that we've got to get closer to having a conversation with as many people as we possibly can around how do we advance forward and not let things get polarized and political. I really hope coming out of the election, you know, and so many great leaders in this community, so many great people that are doing such great things like we did last night with Urban Ventures and, you know, and the League of Women Voters, you know, the Minneapolis chapter, and all the volunteers, the folks from Matter that were there last night, like, right? Like, you just look around and you recognize, okay, you know, we can do this. We can grow from this. As painful maybe as this has all been and continues to be, I think we can look back at this period of time and realize that there was power and strength in numbers.
All right, so you mentioned it a few minutes ago, and I have one of the T-shirts that you guys were giving out as well as one of the face masks, and we all were wearing it in the picture that I tweeted out last night. But talk about the slogan in itself, pack the vote.
Yeah. It's something we really started to, you know, kind of consider, you know, months ago, you know, as we recognize, you know, the role that we wanted to play again in and around a pandemic, and the power of voting. And so we internally as an organization, we were just looking at a number of different ways. Where can we make the biggest difference? And it's amazing, like, to see all of the sports teams in all of the leagues, frankly, locally as well, use their platform to do something that's either similar in another market or very unique to their market. And a lot's been written. Certainly, our players, our NBA players in Orlando were very vocal, have been very vocal, as well as our WNBA players, about how important voting is. And polling centers are popping up all over the country in NBA and NHL arenas and in Major League Baseball and NFL. And so everybody's doing their part. For us, we just looked at it and thought a little bit deeper to, let's start at the first stage, and the first stage is registration, right? And let's look at an initiative that isn't a check the box initiative, which you were there firsthand and saw that certainly wasn't checking the box, but that allows us the chance to grow the platform. And what I mean that by that is, you know, Pack the Vote is what we've rolled out, and there's a lot of layers to it. But I really look at this as, you know, Pack the Vote 2.0 next year, and 3.0, and 4.0, because so much about this is awareness and education. And really making sure that we're growing year after year after year. So this year we felt like, let's start at the grassroots level, and the grassroots level is in the communities, and the grassroots level is really that conversation around, are you registered? And the, you know, yes, no. If the answer is no, do you know how about getting registered? Right? And this, so there's a lot that we've uncovered in this journey that we've gone on as a company, right? Do you know the power of the census, right? Do you understand what that means? Do you understand how many years we are given as citizens the rights to fill that out, where those resources from the federal government potentially get earmarked? Like, so much of this is starting really at the very ground floor of this process, mm-hmm. and recognizing the power that we have, again, to use our voices, but making sure that we're educated and aware of what we're doing, how we're doing it, measuring it, and then bringing it back year after year after year.
We're talking to Ethan Kasten, CEO of the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx, here on Late Night News Talk 830-WCCO. And I'm not sure if you know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because I saw an article in the Minneapolis Star Tribune in regards to the University of Minnesota with some of their men's and women's athletic teams. But they were talking about them being registered to vote. To your knowledge, is every player with your organization, are they registered to vote? And if you don't know that specific answer, would you say that that's the goal?
I don't know that specific answer. 100% the goal.
Okay.
100% the goal. I mean, the front office, you know, with Gerson, Coach Saunders, their staff, our players that have been in market, as I know you have reported, and we'll monitor here over the next couple of weeks. Right, we're back, you know, we're back in a little bit of a, you know, a, let's call it a Minneapolis bubble.
Yeah.
You know, with our guys, it's volunteer driven. Their insight and input to Pack the Vote was part of the process. When you asked where did this and how did this come to fruition, this wasn't a business decision. This wasn't, you know, Ryan Tankey and Jen Ridgway and Sienna Mulba and John Thomas, although those folks had a huge hand in this process. Our staff was very open and honest with us when we asked, you know, during different town halls, what could we be doing, where should we, and what can we do to make the biggest impact? And certainly our front office and our basketball operations area, inclusive of some feedback from our players, was a lot to do with what led to this. So I couldn't tell you the numbers. I can tell you that Pack the Vote is an organizational platform, Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx. The goal for everyone to be registered, and not just to be registered, but to be participating in what you were able to participate in last night's rollout in South Minneapolis.
All right, now I got the toughest question of this interview right now, and –
uh-oh.
Are you still celebrating winning the 2020 NBA draft lottery and the number one pick?
I mean, let's break this down, because I think that might be that's a critical question to ask right now. What? How would you define celebrate? Let's help me understand what you would define as celebration, and then
I think that you were so stoked at getting the coveted number one overall pick in this year's draft that those Jordans that you had on your feet yesterday when I was standing next to you in that picture, I think you bought those in celebration of getting the number one pick.
Yeah. Wow. If it was just that easy, you know how many Jordans I'd have for high pay. If that's all it took, boy, I, I, uh, I'll make sure that I'm hopeful we're not a lottery team forever, but whatever. Good.
Hey, when you get a couple of scuffs on those shoes, just go ahead and pass them to me. I think we're the same size foot.
You said size 11. I'll remember that. And you know how that works, right? Like, and then you ultimately end up realizing you got to show up with a new pair everywhere you go because people comment on the shoes. It was and I know you're a fan, and you've been incredible as a partner to us all these years. It was a special night, and you know, listen, you know, we're very transparent as an organization. I believe we're very transparent as an organization, right? That the goal isn't to be in the lottery and win the pick, but considering what we're trying to do and to build, right? You've got to start piece by piece by piece. And, you know, when we went out and found an opportunity, frankly, you know, thinking about it, it's over a year now since we hired Gerson Rosas and what he's been able to achieve with not just building his staff, but the vision that he has for that roster, what Ryan Saunders and his coaching staff have done in a short period of time. I mean, we were all, you know, cheated a little bit, and I mean that in a fan way, on not being able to see D'Angelo and Carl play together for that back end of the season. So to have, you know, in the midst of very serious things happening in our world that are going to impact us, frankly, forever, to have a moment like that in the midst of everything that's going on around us, and to get the number one pick, and I know you know this because you follow it so closely, to know that that's an asset you have going into November 18th, and that control and that opportunity to go pick or to leverage or to really look at the board and understand what this team needs moving forward, the freedom of that, I would say, is worth a lot of pairs of Jordans.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. And before I let you go, Ethan, man, how about the Minnesota Lynx? It's been a really fun WNBA season to this point. I know it was a tough loss last night at the buzzer in game one of the series against the Seattle Storm, but to have the WNBA Coach of the Year in Cheryl Reeve and the Rookie of the Year in Crystal Dangerfield, it says a whole lot about the team and the organization.
I'm gonna drop a trivia question your way, see if you can get it right. I'm sure you will. How many years in a row have the Minnesota Lynx made the postseason?
Oof. I actually don't know the answer to that question, but I'm going to take a stab at it and yep. say that in terms of, you said in the postseason?
Just the postseason.
You said making the postseason, right? I'm going yep. to go with 10 years.
10 years. You're good, man.
Is that correct?
Years. It is correct.
Oh, wow. This
is our 10th postseason, and you're right, to have the Coach of the Year, the Rookie of the Year, the injuries that the teams had, the legacy Hall of Fame players that have retired, or, you know, in some cases, you know, left the organization. And for Cheryl and her staff, you know, made up of Hall of Fame players, you know, former players and Katie Smith and Rebecca Brunton to watch what they've been able to do in an environment like that, right? A shortened season, but nonetheless a bubble. And can you imagine? I was talking to Coach Brunson about this last night, right? Just the wear and tear on these players' bodies to play every other night, right? And without the normal environment of fans and what's become such a natural experience for them, 10 years to bring that level of winning and discipline to the court, to this community. It's I don't even know if words can describe how we feel, how I feel. I know how this community feels about them and what they've done. And I got to be honest, I that game was incredible last night. I put this team up against anybody. I think they have a belief when they play that they can beat anybody and everybody. And Cheryl's proven it 10 years in a row now. So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun and will continue to be a lot of fun here for the rest of the postseason. Hey, Ethan, man, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight, and let's continue to do some great things in the community, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Thanks for your support and help. We really appreciate it.
All right, take care. Ethan Kasten, CEO of the Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx, here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.